Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We really, really appreciate you guys. Appreciate all your questions, your calls, your comments. So let's get right to it. So one thing that has been challenging is the plight of those individuals who transitioned from male to female or from female to male, but they want to detransition. And we're hearing more and more individuals feel they don't have support. They don't have help. Now, you would think there has been an explosion of clinics and medical providers and laws in the transitioning aspect of gender-affirming care. So why wouldn't we at the same time also make sure we have the resources and the support and the education and the care for those who want to detransition? And unfortunately, that is something that we kind of lose in medicine. I mean, look at plastic surgery. You have tons of opportunities to get plastic surgery. But what do you do if you don't like what happened? What if you do if you're starting to have a plastic surgery fail? Well, you could go and get more plastic surgery. But what is the process to de-plastic surgery? What is the process to detransition? And what some individuals have been told to do is to just stop their hormones or just stop transitioning. And that's not always the most medically correct way to do things. If somebody who has gender dysphoria or who wants to be a different gender needs not only physical medicine and help, but they also need emotional support and counseling. Wouldn't the detransitioner need that too? And we're hearing that, you know, every now and then there's a study saying there's very few detransitioners. There's very few. Well, there's also very few truly gender dysphoric patients, but we still have advanced medicine to look into it and expand. And I don't care how few people detransition. We're hearing from people that they want to detransition, and they're struggling with it. And you can't have a person go through the transitioning and then, that's it, we're done. You're good. No, you're not. Transitioning could take lifelong care. And, you know, I see a lot of hypocrisy. We're trying to support LGBTQAI plus communities, but unfortunately there's political narratives involved. And if you really want to help somebody with true gender dysphoria, then you want to be there for them, whether they transition or not. Or if they have transitioned and said, this isn't working for me. Of course, there's going to be some individuals who say certain treatments aren't working for them. I mean, I'm a cis woman. I'm a biological female. And being a biological female, the hormones are sometimes a pain in the butt. And we are now transitioning men who don't necessarily have to go through the estrogen issues or the breast tenderness or the risks of breast cancer and all that. And we are now transitioning them. So don't be surprised if your biological male who's transitioning to female says, this isn't for me. Of course that could be an option. How many times have we put people on blood pressure medication? And then they have erectile dysfunction and they go, I think I need a change. How many times have we put people on diabetic medication, but then they get really low? They get hypoglycemic. Look at these weight loss drugs that might cause gastroparesis or pancreatitis or nausea or vomiting. Anytime we do any sort of medical intervention, we also have to have the same expertise in the what else you got? This isn't working for me. Or how do I go back? And we're hearing that many individuals who want to detransition, they are losing their support. Now, all the LGBTQAI plus community members I know are really, really cool. And I think they would be supportive no matter what. But we keep hearing time and time again that people feel that they don't know where to go or who to go to. And I don't understand why that's lacking. And just like with electric vehicles, if we're going to be expanding, and in some cities and states, no emission vehicles after 2035 being sold on car lots, then make sure you have the maintenance. Make sure you have the chargers. Make sure you have the infrastructure. If you're going to transition a good amount of the any amount of the population, one single person in the population, you need to make sure you also have the detransitioning resources available. And to think that somebody enjoyed their whole process, of course there's going to be some things people like, some things people don't like. And we don't seem to be giving any attention to the detransitioning part of the medicine aspect of this. The detransitioners can really give a lot of insight for those people who need to transition or who want to transition. And if a detransitioner says, look, I would not do the surgery again, or I would not do the electrolysis, or I would not have the Adam's apple surgery, or I would not have the hormone boluses, or the, but I did prefer this, or I preferred that. Now, I understand everybody's different, but why aren't we letting the detransitioners speak? Or why aren't we allowing an environment for those who transitioned, say, look, this is what I liked, but this is what I don't like. This is rough. I wish somebody told me about that. And then, of course, the fertility issues or the height. If we're doing puberty blockers, we need to hear from those who wished, you know, that that was done differently. Or if people loved it and said, yes, it worked for me. But we need to be very, very open. And unfortunately, I notice with the news and the headlines and the way things are going, it's all about one side. Well, why aren't we, if we're going to be talking about transitioning, we have to have the same amount of discussions on detransitioning. Because apparently, some transitioners want to detransition. And you need to be as robust in your research in that field of medicine as you were trying to be with the other. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So picking a cause is always something that I think Americans like to do, whether it was for our freedom, whether it was to help homeless, to help our veterans, to celebrate the holidays. We like having a cause. We like having a passion for something. Well, apparently there's a cause for everything, such that there is a call, right? You're going to love this one, for shoplifters to unite against the retailer. This is the cause, to steal, quote, everything that's not nailed down. As they are, I guess, fighting for their rights to steal? I don't get it. But apparently, this was found in Washington, D.C. were a flyer calling for shoplifters to unite and ransack a local grocery store. This flyer was discovered outside a vacant building in Columbia Heights. And it says, shoplifters unite, take everything that's not nailed down, bust windows. Now, I don't know if this ever happened. It was obviously made, and somebody took a pretty good amount of time finding the paper and the toner and, you know, putting in the asterisks. But in big letters, it's asking for shoplifters to unite. And as retail theft is exploding over the last few years, smash and grabs and gang thievery and this, where people will storm a store in numbers, this is concerning. A study published by Forbes Advisor in November found that D.C. had the second highest retail theft index out of any city. And it's costing residents, good law-abiding citizens, $336 each. Last month, five suspects were spotted carrying out a smash-and-grab at a Chanel store. They were able to, these five suspects, take $250,000 worth of merchandise. And then one suspect was, I guess, deploying a fire extinguisher as a, distractor. We saw people in D.C. steal laundry detergent. And, you know, laundry detergent is getting expensive. It's costing 10, 11, 12 bucks a bottle of this stuff. This stuff is getting pretty expensive, even more. CVS had to pull toilet paper from their shelves. And what instead they did was they did framed photos of items. So if you wanted something at this Washington, D.C. CVS, there was a framed photo of your toilet paper. And then you would ask an employee to go and get you the toilet paper. This is where shopping is going to be. In fact, I'm looking at one store where you have to press a button for help. And there are these framed photos of what the products are. And eventually these stores don't need to be stores anymore. They might as well just be warehouses where you come up to the counter. You ask, what's the one thing you want? We will go and get it for you. I mean, look at how spray cans. I mean, this isn't anything new, retail theft. It's just what's new is that we're not prosecuting. What's new is that it's happening so rampantly. Carjackings have doubled in 2023. Look at what happened to Ian Zierling, the 90210 star and Sharknado star. I mean, broad daylight. He got hit and attacked by people who hit his SUV. And, I think people just don't care. Violent crime in D.C. has increased by 39%. Washington, D.C. is one of my favorite cities to visit. It's beautiful. So clean. I have felt so safe there. But apparently it's getting bad. And D.C. is where the lawmakers are. There is some irony to that. When Washington, D.C. has some of the worst violent crime, carjacking, theft numbers in the nation. That's a problem. So, interestingly, one of my messages and texts I got was the Back to the Future trilogy was on. I think it was a couple days ago or it was during the holiday. And so people watched it. And there was the Back to the Future 2 scene where Biff is, apparently it's the new reality because the Biff character went back in time and gave young Biff the almanac that had all the sports scores and statistics so that this kid could bet on every game and become rich. So the new alternate reality was, somebody had written, this is what San Francisco looks like now. There was, trash and homelessness and drugs and all that. And, somebody had said they predicted the future. Actually, that was technically 1985 in the movie, so it wasn't necessarily the future of 2025. But the reason why this happens, the reason why we have crime, the reason why it happened in the movie Back to the Future is it wasn't a priority. Biff ran the city. Biff ran the cops. The priority was him. It wasn't the community. And that's the problem we have now with crime. It's the priorities. Now, if your city and your community and your small business owners are your focus, your school safety, such as what we just saw right now with the Iowa shooting and a student shot today as they returned back to school. If something is a priority, it's protected. There's going to be more resources to it. I'm not sure why our border, why our schools, why crime isn't a priority. Climate changes. Every day we hear there has to be things having to do with climate change. I have never seen lawmakers work so hard to try to mandate electric vehicles and push the electric vehicle narrative. And I'm not anti-electric vehicle. I may eventually get one when I can afford it, but I can't afford it now. And when I can be confident that the car fires aren't going to kill us before we get out of the car, and you know, there'll be plenty of battery life and charging abilities. But why is there so much emphasis on electric cars? Meanwhile, our schools are getting shot up. Our businesses are being attacked. That judge in Las Vegas that got jumped because she was going to deny parole to a multiple offender having numerous felonies and still getting out of jail. This is a priority thing. And when you elect an official, you want to know what their priority is. And they're going to say, well, climate change is for the good of everybody. I do want to protect our climate. No doubt there. I love our environment, but I think with kids going back to school, we might want to do a better job funding police and getting more police presence on schools. No, we can't do that. Well, if you want money for climate change and you want businesses to, be on board with this whole electric vehicle you could charge here, don't you want that business to stay alive and not get robbed? When you have people, being very open and blatant about stealing broad daylight, some of them not even wearing masks, because they don't think the DA cares or law enforcement's going to do anything about it. Yeah, they're going to steal something for free. You tell anybody that they could get something for free and there's no consequences, why would somebody go to work and work to make the money when they could just go and get it for free? Well, you think ethics, a moral compass would take over? For many of us, yes, but for others, no. They're like, you could get free laundry detergent. You could get free makeup. And they're callous about it. I was at a Home Depot. I told you I was buying a gift card. And they asked if I wanted a receipt. I said, yes, can you? Because I got to go back in and pee. And they said, oh, I'm glad you said that. Because, yeah, we've been, robbed multiple times today alone. Just today? They're stealing hammers, stealing nuts or bolts. Just walking in, taking something off the shelf and going home. I wouldn't sleep at night if I accidentally or on purpose stole something. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Consumer Reports has found plastics that are linked to conditions like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, fertility issues, in a majority of products that they tested. And these are potentially harmful chemicals, and Consumer Reports is raising alarms that we need to do a better job looking at the products we're consuming. The Consumer Reports nonprofit consumer research group tested items from grocery stores and quick service restaurants, finding two particularly durable forms of plastics, the bisphenols and the phthalates, in numerous brand name products, including Del Monte, Annie's, Yoplait. Now, they say the group tested two or three samples of 85 food products and found phthalates in 84 of them. Testers found bisphenol in 79% of the samples. These products include Del Monte sliced peaches, chicken of the sea pink salmon, Fairlife Core Power High Protein Chocolate Milk Chicks, Yoplait's Original French Vanilla Low-Fat Yogurt, Annie's Organic Cheesy Ravioli. Some of these sound kind of yummy. Along with Chipotle Chicken Burritos and Wendy's Crispy Chicken Nuggets. Organic products fare no better than the non-organic products. And this is being reported by The Messenger. So representatives of the company did not respond to The Messenger for a quote. But plastic levels in these foods do not exceed the levels set by regulators like the FDA, according to the report. But a 2019 study published in the journal Critical Reviews in Toxicology said that more study is needed to assess the true risks of bisphenols and determine what levels are safe. Bisphenol A, or BPA, is linked to a number of medical conditions, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And, you know, plastics can leach into our food through the packaging, through soil, water. Farmers use plastic mulch, which is plowed into fields of crops. Food handlers use plastic gloves, send food on plastic conveyor belts during the packaging processing. Farm animals eat on fields that could be contaminated with plastics before they end up being prepared for food. And so, how much is safe? Now, the report says some of the tested foods had lower levels of plastics, but there's still plastic in them. And so we need to make a decision collectively on what we want in our foods. And, you know, we talked about earlier in the show that one article talking about foods that they would suggest you stay away from, like leafy greens and turkey and chicken, which I can't advise you to do because I'd rather you do that than meat and potatoes. But where this all stems from is fresh foods, certain fresh foods have been linked to Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, and certain food outbreaks. Processed foods have crap in them. And so we need to figure out how to have longevity of our food, long shelf life, allow it to still be edible, but also safe. And if your food is in plastic and your water are in plastic bottles and your cans and your, you know, we're getting things leached into them. And we can't just always eat fresh. I mean, the olden days, you would go grab some, you know, food from a market vendor or from your farm. You would cook it. We don't have to do farm fresh to table. We don't have that ability to do that, especially when you're inner city and you're working. So you want to buy something ready to go. You may say, well, I ate something fresh at a restaurant. No, it was probably frozen. I've worked at restaurants. We defrost things. Then we cook them. And then we add maybe some fresh lettuce or tomato, or we add the garnish. And it might taste fresh, but it had to be preserved. It had to have sauce. It had to have salt. We're putting a lot of stuff on our food. And a lot of things are getting into our foods. But we can't have everything stored in glass, stainless steel. That's too expensive. You know, milk. How did you used to get milk in the olden days? It was in a glass container. The milkman would come, give you the milk each day, and then you would put the milk into your refrigerator if you afforded one. If not, you used that milk up if you didn't have anything to keep it cool. Well, now we have plastic. We have containers. So, yeah, the plastic is getting into our milk. This is one of the reasons why we have an obesity crisis and a fertility crisis and a diabetes crisis. We're exposed to so much stuff. And so I think the more we look, the more we're going to find. This isn't that shocking. You know, I'm grateful to Consumer Reports. They always kind of, you know, alert us to, you know, they're, you know, putting the consumer first. Yeah, or, well, maybe they're putting their company first, but at least the consumer is high up there compared to other companies. But, you know, is that everything? Are we getting exposed to chemicals in our clothes, our soaps, our makeup, our hair products? And we haven't begun to talk about radiation. You know, one study I bring up that really concerned me is it was a science fair project that some high schoolers did. I think they were from Denmark, where they decided in a house to measure where they put plants at certain distances from their Wi-Fi router. And the plants closer to the router died. Now, you know, that was... Now, it could also be, well, maybe that part of the house got more sunlight or less sunlight, or, you know, or maybe there was a bias. Well, this person's by the router, so we're going to spend less time with it. Because plants need to be talked to and watered and nurtured. But, I wouldn't be surprised if it was straight out that, yeah, there's radiation that we're getting. Now, you know, you have to live life. You could get so paranoid about everything that we're exposed to. Solar flares, cosmic dust, I don't know, alien evil eyes. You know, there's so many things that, you know, can affect us. But if cheap packaging, if lack of care and using scientifically sound evidence and protocols to protect the consumer are being ignored, somebody needs to say something. And I told you guys how never leave a diet soda in your car, especially in the summer. The heat could convert the chemicals to formaldehyde or other chemicals. Heat could change something. You might think that what your food is perfectly fine. Just like some of us have water bottles. And they're like, the water is at ambient temperature. No leaching is happening because I didn't heat the bottle. Okay, that's fine. Good. I'm glad you didn't heat the plastic. Never heat plastic. But how do you know that bottle of water wasn't in a truck that was parked outside for 8 hours during shipping? And then it cooled down to ambient temperature by the time you got it. So we really need to avoid the plastics. And I understand that's a cheap way of putting... I'm surrounded by plastic all over the place right now because it's the cheapest way for food and my trail mix. My trail mix is in plastic. My water's in plastic. Everything's in plastic. We don't want to use paper because we don't want to kill trees. Don't have enough glass, too heavy. Plastic is one of the easiest, cheapest, lightest things to use. But we shouldn't be getting it in our food. You know, receipts, I'm glad we're doing receipts now that come as apps on our phone. Because even though I think the receipt paper is really cool, because it's shiny and it feels good, that has BPA. I don't want to get those chemicals on me. And your skin absorbs things. Our skin was never designed to be around all this stuff. You know, we were designed to be around dirt. We were designed to be, you know, hunters and gatherers. But not around all this plastic and junk. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Plaguing all adolescents and a lot of us adults is acne. And it has been something that has kind of baffled us why we don't have something better that can prevent acne, can manage acne. We've made huge leaps and strides looking at birth control, medications like spironolactone, medicines that may slow down androgen production and hormone dysregulation. But UC San Diego researchers think they might have come up with a vaccine. Local researchers at UC San Diego say they have created a vaccine that reduces inflammation. What the vaccine does is it focuses on the bacterial enzyme that causes acne without affecting the good, beneficial skin bacteria. NBC7 in San Diego was reporting on this, And they say what they did is they looked into why some people develop acne while others don't, even though they have the same type of bacteria on the skin. Now, we've been blaming our diets, we've been blaming stress, we've been blaming makeup, and all of those play factors. But what if there is something that can be modulated? So, they found that one is a key component that drives the acne disease, and they're going to target that component with the vaccine. They want to block the enzyme, and they are already finding some fairly promising results. Dr. George Liu, who is a part of the Pediatric Infectious Disease Department at UC San Diego, said 70 to 80% of all people develop acne at some point in their lifetimes, most often in their teenage years. If this vaccine does become available, we're not going to have it probably for at least 5 to 10 years. So that's how slow these things take. But, you know, acne is not easy. And a lot of us, we make our acne worse because we mess with it. And we mess with it because some of us have a real preoccupation with something being in our body that needs to come out. It's not that you're mentally ill. It's a very common sort of reflex to want to get something that's there out. Because what is a lot of acne? Well, acne, like whiteheads, is the packaging of the pathogen, the pus and the inflammatory cells, packaging up the pathogen and then making its way towards the outer surface to dump it and expel it out. And so for you to somehow dump and expel, you might wipe your face or itch at it or whatever. And so, but unfortunately, some people might do that prematurely. They might actually hurt the skin layer and they could cause scarring. Then you have blackheads, which are pores that get filled up with dirt and they look darker. And those things can also lead to acne. And so dermatologists address acne by a variety of reasons. But a big part of acne is reducing the inflammation. I've seen some dermatologists inject steroids into the face to dye down the inflammatory response. Even though the inflammatory response is there to fight certain bacteria and to wall off dirt and crud and dust and sweat, sometimes the inflammation is worse than what the actual dirt or crud is doing. The problem is you can't be using multiple steroids. You can't be, you know, that eventually could weaken the skin. And so to decrease acne, obviously we want a healthy diet. We want you to hydrate. We want you to less stressed, control the stress, and eat healthily. And those are things that need to be pretty rigorously taken care of. You also need to clean your skin. You need to exfoliate. You know, exfoliation, you got to be careful. Some people do too rigorous a scrub. But if you have layers of skin that is sealing crap and dirt into the pores, that could accelerate acne. So we'll see what happens with this vaccine. I think this vaccine has promise because there are some people that get real inflammatory acne versus others get a pimple here and there. So I think that could really help severe acne. I just don't know if it's going to be ready for everybody. And again, you know, we come up with a lot of great things. It's just for them to come to fruition may take a while. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So after every holiday, we see a surge in people getting sick. And yes, we've had a surge in COVID, flu, respiratory illness. So some mask mandates are coming back. In New York, they have enforced a mask mandate across 11 public hospitals. L.A., Massachusetts have done this as well. Hospitals introducing mask mandates, that doesn't shock me because, you know, in hospital settings, I always wore masks way before COVID when I was around patients. But the difference between what I did and some of these mask mandates is after every patient, I took off the mask and I threw it out, got a new one. I didn't wear the same one all day because if you wear the same one all day, it's worthless. And so when there are mask mandates, if you're not providing masks that are changed out every few minutes, because once you breathe and get it wet and dirty, it's not as effective, then those mask mandates might, you know, have some other consequences. But in the medical setting, I always wore a mask because if somebody breathed on me, I didn't want to turn around and breathe that flu or something else on somebody else. So I wanted to at least provide some filtering. And the masks do provide a certain amount of filtering. But I know people are panicked about mandates because of the ridiculousness that they did to the general public. In the medical setting, I understand the mask mandate. I didn't understand the vaccine mandate. The vaccine mandate was ridiculous. Because we lost a lot of good people and fired people who were on the front line during COVID who obviously had immunity and antibodies, and we fired them for ridiculous, undocumented reasons, unsubstantiated reasons. But when you see masks mandated in hospitals, that's understandable. The one thing that really worried me was, I think it was a Washington State hospital, where if you weren't vaccinated for COVID, you couldn't see your dying family member. They wouldn't let you into the hospital to see your family member. That was ridiculous. I can't believe that was allowed. You know, I get they want you to go in wearing a mask, you know, and not breathe on other people, and you know, especially if we're going to be having tuberculosis start becoming more common. As, you know, it's coming over the border and you know, we're having, you know, homeless populations, you know, not be able to get the medical care they need, and disease could spread a lot more easily. So I get it. You don't want somebody walking in and coughing and spreading, you know, pneumonia to vulnerable patients. People in the hospital deserve to have some protection. But to not see your family member because you didn't get a vaccine when you could possibly have some natural immunity, or the vaccine still doesn't make you completely immune, and you could still give COVID. You know, people ask, why didn't they do with the flu what they did with COVID? Well, because with the COVID mandates, it was based on, even the president said it, if you get the vaccine, you're good. You will not get COVID. You're in the clear. And there was some ridiculous misinformation premise that getting the COVID vaccine will 100% protect you and protect everyone around you. And when they found out, no, kind of like the flu shot, you could still get the flu, you could still get COVID, you could still spread COVID, then the mandates slowly started to go away. They really tried to sneakily, you know, bring that back, you know. In fact, they've even written some of our military saying, look, we're going to change that, the way you were discharged, and, you know, we need to be really, really careful when we mandate. And so I would recommend, you know, if you are, of course, around others who are possibly vulnerable, to use caution. You know, these at-home COVID tests don't always pick up COVID, so you might not know you have it. 1-877-DOC-FELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.